Episode 1733, What Lie Is Your Claim to Fame?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I cannot even believe it's already the middle of the week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your health on. But I've got a question for you. What lie is your claim to fame? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of what you tell yourself is truth? Or better yet, what part of your self-talk is full of it? Lies sabotage your success. So what lie is your claim to fame? There are so many things we lie to ourselves about. However, the biggest lies are the ones that affect our health and well-being. Looking in the mirror, words of disgust are shared silently, but the impact is indelibly placed on the heart. As the words are repeated day after day, season after season, the lies once whispered are now blooming as truth. You see, when lies become truth, there is no distinction between right and wrong. The brain adopts it as correct, therefore leaving the recipient high and dry in the floods of lies. The more you tell yourself lies, the greater the opportunity to make it truth. Now, some would wonder, why should I care if I lie? Well, why wouldn't you care? If lies are not truth, why subject yourself to them? Think about what you tell yourself in a whisper. My thighs are too big. My lips are too thin. My waist is too defined. My hair is the wrong color. Even if these lies are true, how are you expressing them to yourself? What you say matters. Words have power. So what lie is your claim to fame? Driving late tonight, looking into the dark sky. Yes, you know, it's the wedding week. And so I'm on my way to the wedding destination. It's our family farm. And it's exciting, but at the same time, I am so tired. So I'm driving really, really late. And I'm looking into the dark sky. And I could see my reflection in the window. But if I focused intently, I could see the stars instead of my reflection. That's what happens when we tell ourselves lies. At first, it's not that big of a deal. But as time progresses, those lies become your stars, your claim to fame. Is that really what you want to focus on regarding your health? Do you want to focus on how big your thighs are? Where your waist is, how tall or short, what color your hair is, whatever is bothering you when it comes to your well-being, is that ultimately what you want to focus on? You are made for more. So don't let the lies become your claim to fame. Rise up and proclaim the truth in love. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Proclaim the truth in love. We are all messed up, me specifically. And guess what? Being messed up isn't all that bad when you're in good company. And we're in good company, right? We're here together, you and me. But one thing you must be willing to do is proclaim the truth in love. Let me give you an example. You may have big thighs. I have big thighs. However, they balance my body to carry my children to term. That's what they've done for me. They also give me an endurance level that not very many people can do. I can walk and walk and walk and walk, and I still have more energy and endurance in me to walk and walk and walk some more. Yeah, I have big thighs, but they serve a purpose. Maybe your lips are too thin. but it's your smile that lights up the room. Your waist may be too defined. Rock on. It makes your butt look good. Your hair is the wrong color. At least you have hair. Your claim to fame needs to focus on the truth in love, not the beatings of the world. What stars are you making your claim to fame with? Are you intently focusing on the good things? Or are you leaving yourself short? You're selling yourself short, saying, you know what? I'm just not good enough. I'm not all that I think I should be. You know, there's some things we just can't change. But we can figure ways to manage what we have when we want something different. Now, one thing I've noticed when it comes to the claim to fame, whether you're telling truth or lies, is the attributes of fame. That's F-A-M-E. Number one is the frequency. How often do you speak it or think it? Number two is the attitude, how you act. What you say, what you believe is how you're going to live it out. Number three is the mechanism. How is it expressed? Do you express it in anger towards somebody? Do you have to do certain things? Do you have to buy a new pair of jeans just to make you feel better, even though you don't like your thighs? Can you tell I have a thigh issue? Now that's for a whole nother episode. But do you understand the problem that we have here? Is that we're searching for something that really honestly probably isn't that big of a deal, but we make it that big of a deal, and that becomes our claim to fame, frequency, attitude, mechanism, and number four, effectiveness. How much do you believe? If you believe it, you're no longer seeing the reflection anymore, are you? Because you're focused on that star, good or bad, it's a star. So instead of really honing in on the lies, focus and proclaim the truth in love. Speak kind words. Don't be mean to yourself. There are enough people out there to be mean at you. Why would you want to be mean to yourself? It's only raising your cortisol levels. Your stress is already through the roof, so why add more stress? It's okay. Learn to love your curves. It's a good thing. So speak kind words. Number two, share what matters. Do you ever think that sometimes we share way too much? Just go on your social media feed. Ask yourself, am I sharing too much? There's a way to share, and then there's a way to share. And sometimes we just need to express ourselves and tell part of the story, but maybe not to the whole story, to the whole world. Because we open ourselves up for what? Compliments? Attacks? We can allow ourselves to become consumed by comparison. So speak kind words. Share what matters. Proclaim the truth in love. So what? I got thighs. That's awesome. That means, guess what? I'm blessed. I can walk. There are many people that would say, I would take your thighs over these. Do you know how many guys come up to me? Okay, these are more than just acquaintances or strangers. These are people who know me. And they'll see my calves, which, as you know, I have told you, I've gotten them from my father. They are calves of steel. Oh, yes, they belong to Superman himself. And they are honking huge. There are guys that would kill to have my calves. That's great. But on a person who's already short, who already has the stocky build within her, broad shoulders, do you think I really am in love with my calves of steel? Probably not. I've come to love them a little more. But there are days that I've got to be honest with you. I wake up and it's my claim to fame. I focus on it way too much. And it's so bright that it's blinding me. What lie is your claim to fame that you need to extinguish today? What needs to fall out of the sky where you can take truth and proclaim the truth in love so you can grow, so you can have a healthy heart? You see, a healthy heart just doesn't come from the food you eat, just doesn't come from how much cardio you have, but it's the attitude that you carry. It's who you are. Who you are creating yourself to be. Create your now today. Your claim to fame starts with truth. Love yourself because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.